I like to play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, face of Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
From New York City to Black Sheep. What you know about me? Now don't put something. Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake boards? I shows and proves, no doubt. I predict you so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity,
no
diggity.
What up, y'all? Welcome to the Ho Hive Radio. This is your host, Brooke J, the Centralist.
Miss Uncensored.
That's what it is.
All right, y'all. So based off our feedback from last episode, apparently y'all wanted us to continue the sex work conversation because we didn't cover everything that y'all felt like we should. So with that, what did we actually cover last week? We vaguely touched on stripping, camming, escorting, prostitution.
Sex toys? Sexual tourism.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to delve a little deeper into stripping. We're going to talk about male sex work. We're going to talk about porn, a few good topics. So just jumping right in, I want to start a little light. We're going to start on the stripping end. But I want to reiterate that there are levels to this shit. There's definitely different types of clubs, different forms of exotic dancing. I'm not going to say I'm starting at the bottom, but we're going to get into it. So first of all, stripping is a job, a whole career. You can work day shift, you can work night shift, you can work the after hour spot. My experience with day shift, that's my preference personally. You get older men with salaries, you get more career-oriented people who want to have some conversation. Night shift, you get a lot of the young dudes, trap guys. It's a lot. I don't have the mental capacity for that personally, but there's lots of money to be made. And another thing, like I'm a petite woman, so I do a lot of pole dancing, and like my booty is not my biggest asset. But if you work night shift with a big ass, more power to you, you're going to make all the cake. So, you know, there's just places for this. So I would do the day shift. You know, I'd rather have regular clients who appreciate me and would rather spend their check on me. But, yeah. Other than that, though, the after-hour spots, those can get a little ratchet because they're the after 2 a.m. spots, so the after people left the club. So, you know, it's just, I got a story about that. We're going to come back to that. Lap dance clubs. Not every club does lap dances. So with the lap dance club, yeah, you might get on the stage, but most of the time you're hustling the floor for anywhere from $5, $10 to $30, $50 a pop. A lot of lap dance clubs have alcohol restrictions because of the physical touching. They probably are BYOB or something of that nature. They're not always the safest places, but you have the potential to make a lot of money. Like, I guess I'll name drop them because they're not open anymore, but Baz and Crew, which is in Maryland, when I worked there, this was a long time ago. I was like 19, 20 or something like that. But lap dances were $7. My first day, I walked out that bitch with $700. So that's 100 laps, nigga. Like, that's work. I don't have that in me. That's that 19-year-old hustle right there. I don't have it as an adult woman. But, again, there's levels to this. So my experience also is that lap dance clubs are typically black clubs, and there's a difference between black and white clubs and who's going to get hired. So with black clubs, if you're black or colored, or they have like a token white girl there, whereas white clubs, you have a token black girl. It's just an interchangeable thing. And black clubs, you know, you can wear your hair any type of way. They don't mind tattoos, piercings, things like that. White clubs kind of want you to be clean, less tattoos. They don't want you to have a big butt. They don't want you to be petite. The big donkey girls, you're not going to get hired, likely. And that's okay. There's a space for everything. I'm fortunate enough to be able to be versatile to go between the two, and that's cool. And I will say white clubs are more gentlemen's clubs. Gentlemen's clubs like Hustler and I can't think of any off the top of my head right now. But
Archibald.
Yeah, Archibald, Camelot, like, you know, these are more gentlemen's clubs, so they have a different, just a different vibe and feel, a different clientele, a different pay bracket.
I have a question.
Yeah, go on.
Do you have to know how to necessarily work a pole in order to work at a strip club?
Absolutely.
Or a gentleman's club?
Absolutely not. Like, honestly, if there's 20 girls, there's probably like 3 or 4 who are really going to work the pole. Like, and I will say it has a lot to do with body size and type. It's normally the petite girls, the short girls. They're more athletic. They don't have a lot of booty to depend on to twerk. So I'm going to give you a stage show. And I personally like to dance, so that's my avenue. I'd rather dance than be on the floor talking to dudes and be in their face. Like, I need a drink for that. I'm gonna be real. I'm like, that's a lot of work. But some people have no dance skills, like absolutely no stage presence, but they can talk to people. They have a great personality. They're beautiful, and they make a killing. And I'm amazed. I'm just like, well, you do the damn thing. Meanwhile, I'm flipping upside down because that's what I got. Okay, so. So carrying that on, even the dress codes for different clubs. So you have titty bars that are like tasty clubs. So you have to have something covering your areolas, your nipples, probably keep a thong on. Again, these are most likely white clubs. nude clubs. I worked in D.C. Those are straight nude clubs. They do not do lap dances, but there's a place in somewhere in Northern Maryland, like, Ellicott City somewhere, but they do nude lap dances, and I went in there, and I just wasn't comfortable. Like, the girls would, like, lay a towel on dudes' laps, and then just, that's just not sexy to me, personally. Sorry, y'all, to each its own. That's what you do. Do you, boo, okay?
How much were those?
How much were the lap dances? Between $20 and $30? Right. That's, like, and but these girls are making money. Like,
what exactly was going on?
They literally would be butter ball ass naked, would lay like a small towel on dude's lap and go to work. And I remember being
what kind of work?
Lap dancing. Lap dancing. This is me auditioning, so they let you sit and you take it in the club, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not comfortable. I've just done less for more, and
yeah.
I just didn't feel the need to. So, like, that's why I'm telling y'all about the levels of this shit, so you can figure out if this is ever an avenue that you want to take, where you want to hop in and, you know, be. Because you might feel like, look, I can lap dance all day, but I cannot get on that stage. Okay, do that, you know. So have, private parties. And I know y'all seen Players Club. Like, that's real. So please, I don't do any private parties without some kind of security. And probably some girls that I'm comfortable working with that I've worked with before, like, and I don't really do that too often now. And then if y'all seen Showgirls, the movie, right? You know how she started off.
I love that movie.
Okay, like, I feel like I'm living her life right now.
You ain't kill nobody.
No, I ain't kill nobody. Not yet.
Say.
No, I'm fucking So Showgirls, she started off in a strip club, but she really had, like, a passion for dance and ended up working at this upscale, like, cabaret place. They still got naked, but it was, like, a full production and whatever. It seemed like it was better. They were just snootier and whatever. So the Showgirls theme, like, I'm living my best life right now because I just got hired at a place in D.C. So we opened it. Okay, slight plug. Okay, I'm plugging myself. Okay, yes, I am. So Wednesday, starting November 1st, I'm going to be at Saks, D.C., we have a show called Fetish.
Woo! Woo-woo!
All right, Simply Nate, if y'all can give me a little clap, that would be tight. But no pressure. All right. What else we got? I think that pretty much
do the clap.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All right, so I think that covers, like, the different levels of things. And I will say, like, what you're out. Like, as a dancer, you got to realize that you're going to get older. You won't always have those looks. You won't always have that drop split. So what are you going to do? Honestly, from what I've seen other women do getting out the club, they end up making dance outfits, becoming makeup artists, getting into party promotion, event planning, modeling, rapping, party. Hey, yeah, I mean, most of them take some kind of entrepreneurial route because you're used to it. It really teaches you how to own your own life. You make if you don't work, you don't make money, you know. So I think it teaches a certain kind of independence and kind of teaches you how to be secure in yourself. You really don't take shit from anybody. You know how to talk to any kind of person. Hopefully you're physically fit through it all.
I have a question. So with the levels of, you know, different types of dancing, does that mean that there's some dancers pay taxes and some dancers don't?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
or do all dancers pay taxes?
Actually, thank you for covering that, Sam, because not all clubs actually pay you. So some clubs, you will get like an hourly rate. It'll be like waitress wage or something if something's light, but that also automatically means that you have to file because you're getting paid by this club. I would log some tips to some, I mean, I'd say go for it and write everything down, write everything off, every outfit, every hairdo, every nail, every everything. Why not? If you're your business, then yeah, you can. And a lot of girls don't file taxes. I didn't do it right the first time around. Like, when I was young, I just made money and I balled out. Now I'm like, oh, no. Hair, makeup, nails, all of that, I'm writing all that off because I need to be getting some money back at the end of all this. So there's ways to go around that. And but then other clubs, it's like you pay to work. Like, it's a tip-out base club. You get there, you pay your $30, $50, whatever it is, and then you can work the floor. They don't take any of your information. They don't really even know your real name, you know. These places might not be the safest. Like, you kind of want to be somewhere where you're – where they do have your social security number, you're going to be good. They're just likely higher, you know, just classier establishments at that point. Yeah, did I answer your question?
Yeah.
I think that's my...
So let's talk about getting into the business, like the lifestyle of it as far as the looks, the your body condition, stuff like that.
Okay. So aesthetic-wise... like I said, I kind of touched that a little bit. Like, going into black clubs, you can be yourself, especially as a black woman, you can be yourself. Like, you can, as long as you're beat to a certain extent, your face is done, you look presentable. Like, I had a, matter of fact, Baz again, bringing him up. I was young. I think I had just, like, totaled my car or something. I was just transitioning. I needed to put my money elsewhere. It wasn't my nails. So I was in there working. Everything was fine, but my nails were done. He was like, oh. Poor baby. He was like, we're going to get you right. And I was just, I'll never forget how shitty I felt. Like, this is on me. Like, okay. So, mind you, my nails was done after that. So, there is a certain level of, you have to keep yourself up to. But if you're a young girl or just getting started, they kind of work with you. They let you get on your feet and get started. But then after a while, they expect you to maintain that aesthetic. It's their business, it's their brand, and it's a sales job. Like, you have to sell yourself to some extent. So the more money you put into yourself, the more you're probably going to get out. You look like something that's going to work for you. But white clubs, being a black woman, they don't want to see your hair kinky. They want you to wear straight, long wigs or weaves. Again, no tattoos. They want you to have a certain...
Sounds like the dance world.
Yeah, so it's entertainment. So, you know, they depending on what it is that they're trying to present to their customers, they need you to fit the bill. Like, so, oh, speaking of that, I went to the Gold's Club. I'm going to put them out there. They were shitty. So I was young. I was probably like 19, and I went with my friend at the time who was dancing with me. We started together, and she's very, very petite, like very thin girl, big, like, perky boobs, perky C-cup titties. And she had, like, the white girl body aesthetic, right? So and at this time, I was not vegan. I was not as healthy as I was. I went up in there a little, you know, and I was a young dancer, so I wasn't in it like that. So I was feeling myself. I had the confidence, all right? So I go in there, and this man, I wish y'all, whoever's on the live video can see this, but dude was like, you know, you need to lose some of this. He, like, pinched the fat on my waist and was like, you need to lose a little of this and come back. And I was young, so I was devastated. That was a blow to my self-esteem a lot. Like, and I swear, like, after that, I'm at home, like, crunching. But it just made me feel bad. But then my friend, who was real petite, she got hired, and she couldn't half dance with me. Like, you know, she couldn't perform, but it wasn't about that. It was about the aesthetic they were trying to present to their clientele. So, yeah, I guess I was too sloppy for them at the time.
But I got my life. So, yeah, did that answer your question, Ed?
Yeah. So,
it's a shallow industry, you know. They want to see... They want to see body. They want to see pretty faces that are exaggerated and weaves and... You know, men particularly, men like long hair.
They want an unrealistic view.
Men love long hair. Like, I will, and dancing for women are more likely to accept a natural woman dancing for them and be like, yes, and show love and tip. But men, they just love the shallowest shit.
Would you say more gentlemen clubs are ran by females or males? And with that, does it become do you think that there's a conflict sometimes where if it is a male, that now becomes like,
what are you trying to ask?
Excuse me, ho.
Bring
pardon, ho.
Oh, put some
jumping in.
You have a caller on the line.
Oh, hey, caller. What's up?
How you ladies doing today?
Hey. We're well.
So I'm listening to the conversation, and I'm really loving the honesty, the authenticity, you know, just taking agency over, you know, if you're going to be a businesswoman and if this is going to be a business, you know, the ups and downs and the do's and don'ts. But I was a little bit, I want to ask a question, like, you know, with all the women's liberation and women taking over ownership over their bodies, like, I was just was a little bit troubled by the conversation where the young lady said that the man told her she needs to wait, like, and she, like, went home and did crunches, and it was a blow to her self-esteem. Now, I understand that could have been the reality at the time, but at what point do you, like, say, you know, this is my body, I love my body, and I understand the respect, you know, if this is the business you're in, you have to, you know, be the best at what you do, but isn't it, like, you know, challenging to, like, also be the woman that you want to be, but also have to put up with the industry standards?
I'm really glad you asked that. And when I was young, like that story that I spoke about where he kind of like pinched my waist and made me feel really insecure, like as a young girl developing into a woman, like that was hard for me, but that did strengthen me to help me find who I am as a woman. Like, and I'm very different, like the club persona, like that's a whole character. Now I look at it as, okay, I'm creating a character. Yeah, this hair and all this. You're not, when you see me on the streets, you would never know. Like, you're just not going to know. I keep those people separate. I had to figure out who I was and then who this character I was that I was creating and really separate them so that I didn't lose myself in it. And I, you know, I didn't get caught up in the life. Like, I didn't get caught up on drugs or in tricking or any of that. Like, I maintained relationships most of the time I was dancing. And just having people to talk about these experiences with that I can be transparent with and not have to hoard it like it's some kind of negative thing, you know. But, yes, I do say that this self, you know, this women's empowerment movement is very important. And I really wish there were more establishments that took women for how they were and, like, appreciated it. Like, that's why I really enjoy what we do with the Ho Hive and creating spaces for people to come and be themselves. And regardless of, you know, we don't have standards, per se. Okay, but, yeah, we just want to encourage people to
be themselves.
Yeah. Did that answer your question, Paula?
No, it did, absolutely, because a lot of times folks get caught up in the fantasy, you know, of this life, and it's like, you know, work is work, regardless of the sex work, regardless if you work at the dentist office, regardless of what you do, you know, and you need to be the best at what you do, but you also, like, need to be, you know, a person, right, and have standards and how you present yourself, that the industry controls how you move and navigate, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. I completely understand. I definitely do. Yes, thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your evening. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, great.
Great question.
All right, ladies. So do we have anything else?
Yes. Thank you.
Definitely not.
We're going to take a moment to...
Yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break for a word from our sponsor.
Simply may take it away.
Yes, the hell we are. I am so proud to announce that the Ho Hive has been on their show for over a month. Yes, this is the 1 month anniversary of the Ho Hive. And so, in honor of their anniversary, this show is all about all things Ho. So we want to see you come to Halloween or just go purchase a ticket for a local Ho. If you're one of those guys, you have coin, or girls, or non-binary people, we don't limit. And you have a little extra coin, and you don't live in the DMV area, but you are excited that the Ho Hive has been around for weeks to bring you from a black lens. Yes, we love talking to these black women about sex. The numbers show it. Tell us, Brooke, about your website and how people can go and support you there. Tell us, uncensored, what can do pull into your work outside of and support you there. Tell us then where folks can go, purchase your book, support you. And lastly, how can folks get tickets to Halloween, the freakiest party in D.C.? I promise.
Thanks, Nay.
Okay, that was the end of our break. So,
all right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to Sex Work Part 2. So we just had a nice extensive conversation about stripping. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to write us or call in. But we're going to segue this conversation. Random beat.
There's another
random beat. Simply Nate, are we good?
Delve into the male sex work a little bit.
So males. Yes, we've completely neglected you guys last time. I'm sorry. So you guys also do sex work. You guys have pretty much the same avenues as us, but different hurdles and challenges. So, for example, there are male strippers.
Good night, y'all.
So there's male strippers. With male exotic dancers, from what I realized, that they don't get paid as much as female entertainers. It's still a, you know, decent paying, but it's definitely not comparable. Like, if you realize women aren't quick to just go make it rain on dudes, but men have this ego thing where they need to show out. So women just naturally just make more money. But that's clear. And there's less opportunities for male dancers. Most of the time you're like more, not showgirls, but showmen.
Yeah.
Like sir, facts, they do this. And they just have this general they're beefy. And I'm not going to say that there's male dancers are not talented, because I've seen some amazing dancers who can do some amazing things, but the industries are just a little different. And I realized with men, there's this whole homosexual stigma that if you're in male sex work, you've got to be gay.
Right.
And I think that's kind of unfair. Because honestly, this is going to sound weird, and some people might not understand or be able to process this at all, but like male porn stars, if they decide to do gay porn, they get paid more than if they do straight porn. So there's like some real straight dudes who look at this like, hey, this is my job. I do gay porn to pay my bills, and they keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You know?
Fuck that.
I knew Uncensored was about to come in here.
Hell, fuck.
It's
just like any other job.
So when I went to Vegas for a little bit to do that song.
Yeah, you quit.
So one of the dudes, he was supposed to be my like cousin or something in the film. So he told us he was out in Vegas and he was doing like little low budget movies on the side. He told us, he was like, yeah, I do porn sometimes. So one day, I ran into this dude. I found his porn on accident.
No, you did that shit on purpose.
I swear.
No,
I did not. I didn't care that much. Fuck it. No, I promise I didn't. And who was there?
You was in Vegas. You had some time in your
hand. No, because somebody wrote me and was like, hey, this is the dude that we just did the scene with. Like,
see,
look what I just found.
Y'all are foul. You clicked on the link.
I did. And that was him. And it sure was. But he didn't tell us he was doing gay porn. He was a young dude. He was definitely straight because he tried to come for me. But that's how he was paying his bills. You can say what you want. You are a straight woman, and you just don't understand how look, the sexuality is a spectrum in general. And then sex work, look, it's a job. Like, as a sex phone operator, you might not enjoy the shit you're talking to niggas, but you're going to sit there and talk that shit.
Brooke.
What?
I remember girls said they was bored.
No.
I'm going to put it like this. If I'm a paid, you know, assassin for the government, mm-hmm. and one of my assignments is to go kill my mother.
Probably not going to.
Exactly. Would you do it?
No, but you're talking about murder.
Sit here and try to say one is greater than the other. We're not going to sit here and try to say that one is
somebody else.
Hold on.
Fuck that. A job is a job.
Sin, you're
if
not
you
about to sit here and tell me.
Fuck that. A job is a job, right? If you are a paid assassin by the U.S. government and they say, yo, one of your assignments is go snipe this motherfucker, and that motherfucker happened to be your
what does that have to do with gay porn?
I'm just letting you know. Y'all talking about a job is a job. Fuck that. A job is a job.
Everybody has their boundaries.
If you had, let me put it like this. When you go on to a job, if you're not coming on there with a set of morals and ethics, and you're just going in there spineless, then
okay,
do what you did. But at the end of the day, it's not. There's certain things that if it's unethical, I'm not going to do it.
But
if
gay sex unethical?
I'm not calling it unethical.
Your own ethics.
Yes.
So what if that was within his?
I'm not judging. All I'm saying is don't sit here trying to say what it is and what it is. If you are a male and you partake in sexual escapades with another male, you are gay. I don't give a fuck if it's a job. Your morals have completely went out the window. You don't have any morals. It's not a fucking job.
No.
That's what you want
to
do.
This goes back to insecure,
you know,
right? So
when you're working, is that included as like sex?
So that means if you're a prostitute, that means that you enjoy every last dick you suck and every nigga that you fuck. Like, that's not true.
Well, see, I think the difference between a prostitute, they don't really have too many much of a choice with their clients. They're getting whatever. Escorts, now on the other hand, they're picking and choosing their clientele. So you have to understand, like you said, there's levels. At the end of the day, as a porn star, Dirk Diggler, let's go and throw that out there, when he was at the prime of his career and they introduced the idea of gay porn, he said, fuck that. He lost all his contracts. He lost his sponsorship. He because he couldn't get any work because he wanted to do gay porn. And that was his own, you know, that was within him. It had shit to do with, oh, well, we'll pay you this much. So let's talk about Dave Chappelle. Any job description, if you don't go in there with a sign and you're just going in there, oh, I'm just for a check.
But a lot of people work like that.
But, okay, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about them. All I'm saying is if you are a man and you sleep with a man, that makes you gay. Period. And I don't have anything against gay men.
So you are one of these straight women who does not believe that men can be bisexual.
No, you don't care about a bisexual.
And I don't get that. So that reminds me that insecure. It's like if a dude say there's a dick right here, right? So if their finger's like boop, 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 and they touch the penis, oh shit, you're gay.
So for instance, if I'm a doctor and I'm a male doctor and I have to touch you and I have to go inside with that little scope and shit, I'm not gay. That's my job. I did it.
That's what we're saying.
No, that's not sex work. That is doing a job. I'm making sure that you don't have
that
viruses. But that ain't no damn sex work. That is medical work. I don't know.
Okay, you're
that's
right.
That's healthcare work. That.
Oh, hell no. But are we? Y'all, we okay. The whole Hive Radio is getting real right now. I think we got a special visitor.
That backwards.
Her definition of straight is very,
very
narrow.
But you don't believe that sexuality is a spectrum? Like
I do believe that men can be bisexual, but I don't call it bisexual. You're gay, but there's no such thing. I mean, you can like women and you can like men, but you're not. Let's not use the word bisexual.
Why?
Because because like once.
Why are you erasing bisexualism?
Because with gay, you like it all. I don't know.
No, with gay, you like dick.
I can't call a man bisexual. I will call a man gay and acknowledge that he deals with women before I call him bisexual. It's not fair. It's not fair to bisexual women.
What? Oh, God, we are so off topic right now. I'm about to go in. Oh, my God.
How did that even connect? I don't even understand.
Okay,
if you sleep with a man and you're a man, you're gay, and I have nothing against you, get your nut responsibly, respectively, and safely.
But I'm still stuck on the
ball. I'm not talking about that shit no more. Get back to basics.
If you sleep with a man, you gay. Yes. Back to basics.
We're going to have a, I think next week needs to be all about sexuality and sexual spectrum because.
Labels
in general, because this is getting real. We got to get back to the topic about sex work. But we're going to note that. That's what we're going to do next week, okay?
So we were talking about male sex work.
Yeah, we're talking about male sex work. So, again, going back to the stereotype and stigma that if you're a male sex work, you're gay, because it's almost like male sex work is not respected. It's so unfortunate.
It's not a lot of good opportunities.
Yeah, and then you have male gigolos. I think that's probably the winning spectrum. You have women calling you for, it's like male prostitution. Like you're getting.
Or escort service.
And male escorts, yeah.
Escort service, the same thing.
Yeah.
Slang and dick.
Slang and dick for pay. And for most men, that's a dream. So,
Yeah. This dick's so good, I shouldn't have to fuck for free.
Oh, I'm going to play that. This dick's so good, I shouldn't have to fuck for free.
But
we should have put that one on the queue. Simply nay, it's not too late. Okay. do we have anything? Okay, I'm not a male, so I don't have a surplus of experience when it comes to male sex work. So if we have any listeners that are on the live chat or listening into the radio show right now, if you have any experience or any questions or comments, please do.
I feel like male dance work is even difficult to get into. Like sensual dancer.
Yeah.
Because even I've looked for courses that are not so extremely feminized, and they're it's very rare.
Yeah.
And they're far. I found some in New York, but I'm not going to New York City every week for class.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's
hey ho. Hey. You have a caller that's push one, and so that means they have something to say.
Yay. Okay, come through.
How y'all doing, ladies?
Hey.
So I've been enjoying the show, and I'm glad we're talking about male sex workers now. But, I just wanted to, offer an opinion. When you talk about, let me just get right to it. I like how the two young ladies on the right had shut the other girl down and called her basic for thinking that men who engage in sex with other men for pay are gay. Because life is not that simple. It's not that basic. You know, it seems like you like a hater. Like, if a man is getting his money, let him get his money. Like, what's really gay?
Tell it, boo. What is really
pretty
gay?
Much. Pretty much.
And I used to be a hoe on a block in Detroit. I used to work 6 Mile in Woodward. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping it motherfucking real. And so, like I said, if you suck a dick or you doing what you doing for money and that's what you do, if you serving burgers for a living, you don't say, I'm not serving you no burger because you gay, or I'm not serving you no burger because you white or black. Bitch, you serve that burger and you get that money.
Facts, though.
They want cut off and give them the South.
What you got to say to that?
And then also, it's the voices that call black men gay. Those are the same black men that murder black trans women. Those are the same black men who are afraid and on a down low, who will fuck you in the daytime and then go fuck some transsexual or some gay man at night. We have to stop shaming, especially black men, for their sexual desires. Regardless if they're sex workers, regardless if they're on the down low, we have to be able to celebrate sexuality in all its forms.
Yeah.
It's not fair for two women
to
get down, but two men can't get down. Shame two men for doing what they do, but then celebrate two women. That's not right.
Right.
So question. So caller, let me ask you something because this is uncensored. So I mean I'm not the basic, but I
want to talk about me.
Okay. But I do appreciate you calling in. I do respect your opinion, and again, you brought up a very valid point, and that was the stopping of the sex shaming. And I think right there, there's absolutely nothing wrong with two men getting down. I don't have an issue with it. Like I said, I love my gay men, I love my bisexual, I love my transgender, all that. But there's no but to it.
if we took away the titles, that is a start to stop the shaming. So, I mean, I was more so responding to, you know, what society deems it as, you know, gay, straight, lesbian, things like that. And like I said, again, I have nothing against it. I have plenty of gay friends, but my main thing,
but you were saying you don't think bisexual exists.
You said I cannot call a man bisexual. You said I.
Yes, I'm. I gotta.
All right, Paula. I did say that too, but that's like next week's topic. But I mean, let me do my research, and I'll tell you why I don't feel like I want to use that word. But what I do agree. But I will say one of the best starts to the stopping of the shaming would be the title. Why do we even have to use titles to identify anything?
Because
we're dealing with sexuality.
Why we need titles is because you have an issue with a man dealing with another man.
Wait, can you repeat that, caller? Caller, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Can you repeat that again?
I'm listening.
No, you were just saying something, so we...
So I'm listening to your perspective.
Okay. Basically, he wants to say, you
but the wide open for a real nigga. So why don't you just show us on the video?
Oh, you watching us on the live session?
Look, I'm telling you something. We got some problems.
Did I say that's next week's topic? All right, listen, I don't have an issue.
I did say I will own that. I did say that I would not use the term bisexual when I'm dealing with men, and that's probably my own personal, you know, feelings. And I'm like, let me dig a little deeper and feel why I feel that way. But I mean, at the same time, I have nothing against how people choose to get down.
But you have nothing against when you just said what you have against. But I will allow you the time and space to do your research and to learn and grow. Because, right, we're not throwing nobody away in this motherfucking movement.
Absolutely.
We all need to move and we all need to grow. And I commend you for even being on the show, right, and, like, telling your truth, right? So I'm not about to, like, condemn you or throw you away. That's not how we do each other. We black women, we're
right.
Goddesses. Support each other. We support our learning and growth. But I appreciate the dialogue.
I do too. And caller, what can we call you? Because to be honest, I feel like you're an avid listener, and I do appreciate your perspective. And I would definitely like you to continue be a listener, because you if anything, you've enlightened me and you've made me, you know, want to go out and dig deeper and you know, do my research, question, and you know, just question myself. So I appreciate you for calling, and I appreciate the question. What can we call you, caller? So
is this magical?
I'm bored.
Say it again.
My name is Lord.
Lore.
Lords with an F.
I like that. Lords. Okay. So we will definitely check it for you. Lords. And we do appreciate, and like I said, I appreciate you calling in, because if anything, hey, at the end of the day, as queens, we need to, when another queen's crown is tilted, it's necessary for another queen to come and put that motherfucker back on straight. So, I appreciate you. Like I said, when you see me next week, I'll be on my show, and I appreciate that. Lord.
Lady.
Thank you. And we're not throwing nobody away. And thanks for saying that also. That's number one.
Thank you for calling in and sharing your perspective.
Thank you very much.
All right, can we get a song break, a little interlude, go ahead and break that up real quick.
Yeah, we got it going on. Everywhere I go, red car, get the keys to my lake, total park.
then I jump out the door. Uh-huh. Little Kim or girls making faces like Ace and Tor. And my B-A-D-G-I-R. L-S is in a stretch. L is ain't shit you could tell us. Either got some of these niggas jealous. But tonight ain't about to sell it. Bugatti perfume from a mouth you smell it. Model agencies say it's easy to sell it. You got sex appeal. I'ma keep it real. If I didn't have a deal, I'd still be worth a mill. Depending how I feel, I might go on a hike. So at my wedding, I could throw ice. The set is going right. We fly like kites. Never get in a fight. I got a whole bunch of dice on Nintendo.
No matter what people say, we got this going on.
If I was you, I'd hate me too. Louis Vuitton shoes and a whole lot of boo. Every other week a different dude, another crew. I make offers nobody can refuse. You might even see me on the Channel 9 News. I get paid just for laying in the shade, to take pictures with a glass of lemonade. My rocks shine like it was Disney Cascade.
I can't been fly since you was in the fifth grade.
Wake up in the morning to breakfast from a maid. Wanted me so bad you ain't cop the bootleg. Y'all niggas play like a hot top fade. Some of the shit I hear, I don't know how it got played. Y'all rock Versace and y'all went out and bought. I rock Versace and y'all know I ain't paid for it. My fam deep with security in the Jeep. When the queen come in town, everything shut down.
We got this going on. Who cares about what they did?
Won't you come up to me?
I'm the highest, your highest type. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I see it from the Chula.
This is how it should be done.
The hip hop, the hibbit to the hip. Hip hop, you don't stop. The rocket to the bang, bang, boogie to up. Jump the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a fake. It's the real little Kim Queen B. Now I know y'all heard of the female rap. They ain't got nothing on me. To my rap, cause my rap's the best. 150,000, 16 bars, nothing less. So to y'all haters, I pay y'all no mind. In fact, I'ma give it to y'all one more time. Like,
yeah, what? Come on, bounce, what?
No matter what people say, we got this.
Covered that at all last time. So actually I'm gonna let Uncensored take this away. Yeah, Lee, go ahead and lead this one.
So I'm just going to throw some quick ones out there. You know, porn, we all know that porn in America, it was not, I mean, it was, let's just be honest, everybody, sex sells. Every aspect of life, sex sells. I don't give a fuck, sex sells. So I believe one of the first movies out, did anybody get the name of that movie? Was it Saturday Night Lights? Dirk Diggler movie?
Oh.
Another one of the first movies that came out was The People versus Larry Flint. And if anybody knows anything about Larry Flint was one of the first, pretty much.
He's the owner of Hustlers.
He's the owner of Hustlers. If anybody knows anything about Hustlers, Hustlers is based out of the Midwest. It's actually based out of Chicago, Illinois. The first Hustler, Larry Flint's club, was put in Chicago, Illinois. Then it spread down to East St. Louis, Illinois. And then, if I'm not mistaken, there's 9 or 7 Hustlers in this whole world, or in the United States.
They got one in Baltimore.
They definitely
got one in Vegas.
New Orleans.
I'm not sure.
No, I'm positive.
No, I don't know about the rest. So.
Okay, and there's one in, I'm not even going to throw Florida on the map like that, on the map. But what I will say is that Larry Flint was one of the first people to actually, you know, go, you know, pretty much put sex on the map in America. And, you know, with that, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. A lot of people don't like to acknowledge it. But like I said, sex sells. Porn stars. So, I mean, first and foremost, what do we even consider a porn star? What do you have to do to be – is a porn star somebody just who makes videos and the public has seen them? Or,
I mean, there's amateurs and there's professionals,
yeah.
You know.
But it's a porn star.
Yeah, because if you think about it, camming to a certain level is like
an avenue of porn.
Like,
okay.
You know, if you take it there, I think so.
I mean, porn is really prevalent now, I think, more just because of the different outlets we have.
The internet.
Like, yeah, because, like, kids are doing it, like, middle school now. So, like, it's. You kind of need to know what you're doing.
But taking out of amateur, like, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of us in the whole world or just being regular free people have recorded ourselves having sex to some extent. Like, but right now I think we should cover it on the professional level, you know, like the people we are watching when we go to, you know, like there's some names out there.
But, you know, Pornhub, those people who haven't.
You can upload your own shit there.
Yeah, they haven't necessarily, you know, hit the Hollywood lights, but they are famous via internet. And a question I have, do you have to be a nympho to be a porn star?
I don't think so. I think that you got to realize, like, with the sex industry, it also toes hand-in-hand kind of with the drug industry sometimes. Like, sometimes people are just very sedated. And you were telling me about them cocaine in their assholes and the pussy when they get for gangbang scenes
like
and stuff.
It's part of the entertainment industry, like as a whole, like it's all reflected the same. It's just I think it's a little and more intense.
Yeah, and more blatant.
Yeah. What are some of the stigmas that come with being a porn star or?
Oh, so. Diseases, yeah. So how do porn stars regulate that? You're very sexually active regularly with multiple partners, so how are they being safe?
So, you know, I mean, I read it, but, you know, of course, if you haven't been through it, you don't know, but I have read that major multi-billion dollar production companies, they adult entertainment companies, that they actually, anybody that they hire or utilize, for videos, they, you know, have to have test results from within a certain amount of, I want to say 90 days upon coming aboard. But I do know if you're somebody who is actually on their brand, you have to be tested 6 months, every 6 months. I know there was a case where Mr. Marcus, he had tested positive, but he had lied to one of the producers about it. He didn't show one of the tests, which was either like syphilis or chlamydia. It was something that was treatable, but he was so pressed to get to, you know, out of the country to do this thing that he put somebody else in jeopardy, you know, and when you have cases like that, it really puts a bad light on the adult entertainment company because now you're really questioning, well, who's really regulating this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Who's really checking and balancing? So,
because, you know, there's a lot of porns, they don't use condoms and things, so, like, it just makes me wonder.
Yeah, that's more of like a state issue. It's like state by state, some require, some don't.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. If I do watch porno, I don't want to watch it with somebody using protection. Like
it takes. It turns me off. It does. but that's why they have to get tested so often to.
It's normal amateur porn to have condoms on and shit. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, I could go scientific, but they. It's a whole different way that they are responsible about their health habits, basically. And this is random, but I don't like the way the coochie smell after a condom's been in it.
Pretty much.
That shit is nasty. I'm sorry.
It's not
natural. Right. No, it smells like plastic for a couple of days. I don't think that's just right.
Not right.
No.
It's not right.
No, I don't like it.
They did not make that with women in mind. I don't think.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, so porn, STD testing, what other stigmas do they have?
I just think shunned from their family. Like, you know, you know, I think the issue is that people don't take
sex work
seriously.
Girl had somebody come in the chat the other day and was like, I bet your dad's real proud. I was like, well, actually he is, bitch. Like, what the fuck are you saying? Okay, my dad's hella proud. Okay,
well, motherfucker, you watching.
Right, you watch, but you ain't here though.
That's your daughter, Pratt. Porn star, relatively, like, fairly new as far as being
they show up with their
popular or whatever. She's new, but not in the scene necessarily. But reading her, like, background, like, she went through a whole, like, process trying to do, like, porn. That's what she wanted to do. And, like, she ended up, like, quitting for a while, going back home, and her family finally supported her. She went back.
I know
like,
a world like that.
Yeah, like, yeah. They actually, like, your family actually shut you out, like, because you're going to be on porn, and it's like, but this is what I want to do. Like, so, like,
right.
Some people, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
And it's interesting. I know last episode we were talking about working at sex stores. So the one that's local to this area is NBC. That's Manassas Video Company, but they actually do their own porns, too. So when I went for the interview, I'm just trying to interview to be a regular-ass salesperson. I'm not trying to be in there for the most, but he just kept pressuring me, sure you don't want to do movies? And I could hear in the back, like, bitches moaning, all this shit, like, it was going on.
Really?
And I was, like, 18. He just kept trying to force it down my throat, like, you sure you don't want to do movies? I'm like, nah, dude, I'm really good. Like,
I don't know what was going on in the back house of NBC.
No, not that NBC. So their headquarters is in Manassas.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that like, it's a warehouse.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
So they film porn there. They're their own company and everything.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's what. We're about to crash that motherfucker.
Hey, you about to bust it open. Hey. Okay. So,
all right. So listen. We got to shout out. We got to do some shout outs.
Oh, we got to. Taste, Touch, Feel. So we have our last Taste, Touch, Feel of 2017.
Yo, come get yourself some tricks and treats.
Yes, it's the Halloween edition, so we're going to be dressed up, doing the most, and, like, we do our show from 8 to 11, after party from 11 to 2. We're going to turn up so hard. This is going to be everything, y'all. So you can get your tickets at www.tastetouchfeel.eventbrite.com. And this is for all of our listeners in the D.C. metropolitan area. Or if you want to travel in, we have people flying for our events, too. So whatever you would like to do, but it's going to be lit.
Shout out to Stan Omni Media for giving us the platform to do it with the fuck we do best.
Absolutely.
Gosh. And on that note, I got my twerk pants on. So, Simply May, please bring us, take us out with
right. We're going to sign off right here early, a couple minutes earlier, so y'all can jam out. This is Brooke J, the sensualist.
I'm going to twerk for the washes.
You ain't going to sign out?
Oh, I'm censored.
Dad's with a Z. All right, y'all. So, next week, we're talking about sexuality, sexual fluidity, sexual orientation, all of those things.
All the label stuff.
Yes. And if you are watching the live video, Uncensored, about to do a nice twerk for you. And we're going to sign out on that note.
Where the dollars at, nigga? Where the dollars at? Now let me kick a little something about Gangsta Boo solo tape, y'all know the scope. Keeping the tether club up thug.